when I was a kid, you know, it was instilled in me at a very early age to, you know, you got to go out there and put your work boots on and go after it. And I've carried that on into my professional career and into my community. And I want to take that on to Springfield. I think we've forgotten about the working class and what really takes to get business done in the state of Illinois.
In this race, one opponent has the endorsement of former Governor Redgar. One has the very strong endorsement of the current governor and financial backing, and you've got the backing of the current office holder. There are some differences based on what those people stand for.
There is. And obviously we worked as Republican chairman. I worked very hard for Bruce Rauner, and when I was a kid, I've helped out and worked very hard for Jim Megger. I admire both the men, but I'll take Adam in that fight any day. I like what Adam brings to the table. He's a hard-working, blue-collar guy like I am, and that's what we're here to represent, not the special interest groups. This isn't a union against non-union with me and Adam. This is everybody in 100 seconds who we're going to represent, nobody else.
One thing that had come up, the merging of local governments, and that was one thing that you were not in favor of.
No, I think that, you know, as much as we want to lower property taxes, taking away the local citizens' voices at township level is not the way we do it. Do we get more efficient? Yes. And if local governments want to make that choice on their own, they can. But just going out there and start throwing townships together and taking away their rights, I'm not for that.
What else of that turnaround agenda? Obviously, Mr. Halbrook, that's a strong part of his campaign. What other parts concern you?
My concerns with collective bargaining. I don't want to take the rights away from working class individuals across our district, which, you know, shouldn't be done. I do agree, however, with the governor that we need term limits. We need to make workman's comp and lawsuit reform immediately in the Fair Map Amendment. We've got to push for that to get it in.
One item that was brought up, I think, in the last time you guys had a forum was support of a gas tax. This is something that local governments are behind, too.
I do not like raising taxes at any level, but I would be in favor of motor fuel tax as long as the money goes directly to motor fuel tax and it stays there. At this point, if we don't make some other reforms, though, we're going to be fixing the roads for everybody to leave the state.
Well, let's bring up something else in the campaign. On the News Gazette, we talked about the possible fundraising in this race. It might take a six-figure total. Do you agree with that, or do you think you can raise what's necessary in this primary?
Oh, I think we can raise what's necessary. I mean, we've been doing the groundwork. We've been doing the door-to-door. We've been hitting all the events that we can. It's tough to get out there this time of the year. Weather plays a factor into it, and I don't have millionaires in my pockets like some do. We're a grassroots campaign. We're starting at the bottom. We're making sure that we're getting the $5 and $10 here and there, which we appreciate the heck out of, but I don't think it'll end up being a six-figure race.
We're doing this again on the day of the budget address, and the one in specific area that Reiner brought up was K-12 education. What ideas have you had as far as that funding formula?
Oh, I think it's great to see that we're going to be pushing K-12 education, and I'm glad that the funding formula is brought up. It needs reformed. All too often, especially, you know, Chicago kids are getting more money for their kids than what we are getting for ours downstate. We've got to fix this formula. There's no reason why a kid in Chicago is worth three times as much as my kid in the 102nd District and all the kids across the 102nd District. We have to fix this formula.
Regardless of when this budget impasse is resolved, if it's soon, if it's late this year, certainly there's still going to be some concerns come a year from now, even if we're no longer at a budget impasse. What do you see moving forward in terms of your role in helping negotiate?
While I hope that we're not in a budget impasse a year from now, the budget's going to continually be worked. Every year we're going to continue to have to bring the budget down, find more money for the programs across the state that need help, and we've got to get more efficient with that.
Have you had a lot of conversations with Democrats in your district? I mean, people that are worried, you know, tied to places like EIU and, you know, maybe those who work in social services, and what do you say to them?
Oh, yes. I mean, even when I've, in my past working with Adam, we're all a community. So, you know, I've talked to my neighbors that are Democrats or independents, and they're concerned, and I understand their concerns, and we have to get together. I've been able to get together with local Democrats in my county, and I look forward to do it in Springfield to find these solutions that best suit us all.